half verse by half verse. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity,
and cleanse me from my sin.
For I acknowledge my transgressions,
and my sin is ever before me.
Against thee, the only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight.
That thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest.
Behold, I was shapen in iniquity,
and in sin did my mother conceive me.
Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts,
and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me to hear joy and gladness,
that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
Hide thy face from my sins,
and the blot out of all mine iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from thy presence,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation,
and uphold me with thy free spirit.
Then will I teach transgressors thy ways,
and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation.
And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness.
O Lord, open thou my lips,
and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else will I give it.
Thou delightest not to burnt offerings.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion.
Build thou the walls of Jerusalem.
Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and with whole burnt offering.
Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar.
So far. And please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this evening is recorded in Isaiah chapter 45, verses 20 to 25. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped from the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them counsel together. Who hath declared this from the ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out from my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear, and surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. So far the Old Testament. May please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Matthew chapter 15. Verses 21 to 28. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Cana came out of the same coasts, and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made well from that very hour. So far, please be seated. We'll continue with page 142.
Thank you.
evening is promises, and it's based upon the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 26, verses 69 to 75. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came up to him and said, "Thou wast also with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I know not what you are saying." And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, "This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied with an oath, "I do not know that man." And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, "Sure, you were also one of them. Your speech gives you away." Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, "I know not the man." And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said, "Before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times." And then he went out and cried. Today, we live in a world of promises, broken promises. In this evening's sermon text, Peter provides one more example of a broken promise. And as we look at the world and actions of Peter, we compare them with the words and the actions of our Lord. And when we do, we will find that despite our broken promises, Jesus is true to his word. Jesus is faithful even when we break our promises. Peter had made a vow to the Lord. He said, "I will not deny you." Remember when these words were spoken? Jesus and the 12 were in the upper room at that time. It was Passover time. And they had just celebrated not only the Passover, but also the first Lord's Supper. The Passover meal, rich in significance, not only reminded the disciples of how God delivered his people from Egypt, but also reminded them that he would one day deliver them from sin. And in addition to the Passover meal, Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. He offered forgiveness through his body and through his blood. After the meal, there were prayers, spiritual hymns, all this to strengthen the disciples' faith. We must not forget now how well things seemed to be going on at that time. Just 5 days earlier, Jesus and his disciples had entered Jerusalem. Jesus was riding on a donkey. Crowds went wild. They waved palm branches. They spread their coats on the ground in front of Christ. And what a thrilling, uplifting Palm Sunday that was. The enemies of Jesus seemed to have disappeared. Times were looking pretty good. It was in that context that Peter felt quite bold. Jesus had warned the disciples that they would all fall away that very night. But Peter replied, "Even if everybody falls away on account of you, I will never fall away." In effect, Peter was saying, "All these other guys might leave you, Lord, but not me." This was quite a bold statement to make. Jesus again warned Peter, "I tell you the truth. This very night before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times." But Peter continued to insist, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." Peter was not the only one to make a vow that night. Jesus also made a vow. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." And then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This is my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." And with those words, Jesus promised that he would shed his blood on that cross for the sins of the entire world. Jesus had told the disciples, "The Son of Man must be handed over and be crucified." In that upper room, Jesus repeated that promise with earthly elements of bread and wine. Jesus held out the message of salvation, that he would offer his own body and his own blood in sacrifice for the payment of the sins of the entire world. The words were clear. The promise was understood. All of us here this evening have promised to be faithful to our Lord. Our promises are just as plain, just as clear, and just as bold as Peter's statements were. And such promises are bound to be tested. Peter's vows were tested. Peter left the safety of that upper room. He placed himself in a dangerous spot. And before he knew it, his bold promise came crashing down by not one, but three denials. When Peter's promises were put to the test, they all failed. And what about our promises? What happens when we step out of the comfort of God's house? What happens when everyone else thinks sin is no big deal? Unfortunately, when we leave the upper room, so to speak, we face the world outside. Our promises are not so easy to keep. We are tempted to compromise or at least keep our beliefs and our faith and our mouth shut. Or perhaps even to give in to our sinful desires. I believe we would all agree that our promises are put to the test every day, and that we have broken those promises very often. But thanks be to God, the story does not end here. Peter remembered his conversation with Jesus. He remembered his bold statement, "I will never deny you, Lord." And the crow of the brought it all back to his memory, the crowing of the rooster. Peter turned. He rushed away, tears of remorse and guilt streaming down his face. There was his Savior as a criminal in the house of Caiaphas, and Jesus was spit on, he was slapped, he was crowned with thorns, and eventually he was taken away for crucifixion. All for Peter's sake. And Peter just stood there saying, "I do not know that man." Peter remembered his promise to Jesus. Peter remembered the Lord's promise as well. And his promise was, "Take, eat, and drink. This is my body given and shed for you, Peter, for the remission, the forgiveness of your sins." God, the Holy Spirit, brought back to Peter's mind the promise that Jesus made. And that promise was the forgiveness that was Peter personally. Jesus would suffer and die for Peter's sins, even the sin of denying the Lord at that crucial hour. That would be forgiven. Jesus was faithful, even when Peter was not. But as God caused Peter to remember his broken promises and sin, so he causes us to remember our broken promises and sins. And that's good that we remember them. When we turn away from Christ, when we fail to live as he desires, he calls us back. It may not be with the crowing of a rooster, but he calls us back. He not only makes us remember our unfaithfulness, but he causes us to remember his faithfulness. He shed his blood for our sins, yes, our sins, even the sin of turning our backs on him, when we may have had the perfect opportunity to witness in his name. Jesus forgives us. This is the promise that keeps us from falling into the depths of despair. Yes, we live in a society that is long on promises, but short on fulfillment. And we are part of that society. We came here this evening to remember that Jesus remains faithful to us even when we fail. We are gathered here this evening not to count our successes, but rather count all of our failures, remembering that Jesus forgives as he has promised. Renewed by his forgiveness, we can return to the world outside. And when we fail, we will. We return here for the assurance of his forgiveness. And when we receive the Lord's body and blood, he remains faithful to his promises. He has been shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus always remained faithful, even when we fail so many times. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding of Bible that's here this evening and extend itself into the joy of eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Funeral will be May 20, and details. everlasting Father, we come before you this evening thanking you for the many blessings that you gave Lois Lewick, who has now been called to the joys of eternal life. We especially thank you for having brought her into the same knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We pray, give comfort to those who now mourn her death, but are thankful for her faith in Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. For where there is faith in Christ, there is a guarantee of eternal life in the joy of heaven. Bring comfort to those who mourn her death, but also comfort knowing that her faith has saved her. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with our confession and absolution on page 16 in the hymnal.
Confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in this stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Same night which he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sins.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
This is the body. Your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sins. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sins.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for the remission of all of your sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for the remission of all of your sins.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for all of your sins. Drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sins. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in the Lord's peace.
Strength and preserve you, keep them. continue our worship on the bottom of page 42. Moving over to the bottom of page 43 with the Nunc Dimittis. Let my prayer be set before thee as incense.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Spirit be with you now and forever.